trying to think over the years if I have met more than just Bill Murray from the Murray family. Nine kids. I know a little bit Brian Doyle, Nancy, Joel, and Andy. Have we met over the years? I can't even remember.
Yeah, we met, what, 3 years ago, 18, when we opened the restaurant in Rosemont.
Yes, it's the Caddy Shack and that chain of restaurants. And Andy, along with his brothers, opened a Rosemont location, 2018. And this is quite a beautiful volume, this book you've got out, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray, A Feast of Family Fun and Favorites by Andy Murray, featuring dozens of delicious family recipes. Now, you're a serious chef, and you have been for some time, haven't you, Andy?
Yeah, no, I started cooking at 11, and, you know, by the time, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I went out to New York to go to the Culinary Institute, and I got hooked up with these French guys who were doing the catering for Saturday Night Live, and they said, oh, Andy, you don't have to do that. You can work for me. So I basically became an indentured servant, and living in the basement and meeting the fishing boats and going to the farmers stand. So,
and
yeah, I've been cooking a lot.
When you were growing up here, I gather from reading the book that it was your mom, the big influence on your cooking talents, correct?
Yeah, you know, she got me going. She realized, you know, I like to eat, and it's like, and I was always around, you know, just standing next to her watching what she was doing. So she said, "Here, you're going to learn how to make bacon," because in our house you had to have 2 or 3 pounds, you know, just for breakfast. So, you know, and the one rule she said was, you know, don't ever leave the room when you're cooking bacon because it'll burn. And it always does when you leave the room. But, yeah, no, that's where it all started. And, you know, by the time I was 14, I was a short order cook at the corner diner.
The stories about gathering for a meal at the Murray household, pretty amusing. And it must have been quite an adventure with all of your brothers and sisters at the table.
Yeah. You know, there's 9 brothers and sisters, Ed, Brian, Nancy, Peggy, Billy, Laura, Andy, John, Joel. And so with the parents, it's 11 people. And so, yeah, you know, trying to one-up each other with one-liners, it was, you know, half the thing. And the other thing was trying to get my dad to laugh because he had a very wry sense of humor, and he knew it was funny. So if you got him to laugh, you knew you were doing good. But I had friends who used to, you know, ask to come over just so they could be insulted at the dinner table.
The book is really wonderful, especially aside from the recipes, and we'll get into that in a minute. The tales about life as a Murray, and you know, I was trying to think, could you have gone in the direction of a professional golfer rather than professional chef?
No.
Not you, huh?
No, listen, my son is a really good golfer. He started all 4 years in college, and he said, I'm not good enough to do this, and he's way better than I am.
Yeah, well, golf was definitely, must have been right up there with food, the loves of the Murray family.
Well, yeah, well, you know, for 4 or 5 hours, you'd get out there, and, you know, at the time, nobody had a phone, and they couldn't get a hold of you. So you could really hide on the golf course.
Yeah. Let's see. All 6 of the Murray brothers were avid golfers, right?
Yeah, pretty much so. Still are.
Yeah.
Still are. My oldest brother, Ed, was fast. Mm-hmm. But Edward was, you know, he was the basis for Danny Noonan in Caddyshack. He was the guy who won the Caddy Scholarship. And, you know, my brother Brian wrote Caddyshack based on us growing up.
Right. The book, Eat, Drink, and Be Murray, has some really interesting recipes, some unique recipes. I want to talk about that a little bit with Andy Murray here after a break. And I'll tell you, though, I think the peanut butter, lettuce, and mayo is one of the more intriguing recipes. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Hold on, Andy. Visiting with the youngest of the Murray clan, Andy Murray, whose book is Eat, Drink, and Be Murray, A Feast of Family Fun and Favorites. Andy, tell me about Pearson's Grocery and why that was important to you.
Okay, well, first off, I am not the youngest. I'm the 7th of 9, so I'm one of the little boys.
I thought you were the baby.
No, Joel's a baby.
Ah, okay. I stand corrected.
Yeah. Johnny's in between. Pearson's was the grocery store was up on Ridge, right by the, our church, St. Joe's in Wilmette. And we had a charge account there, which was crazy. And, you know, my mother would just say every day, says, oh, okay, we need this. So I was the guy who had to go to the grocery store. And then, you know, doing so, they had these little chocolate milkshakes you could grab, and that was my treat for going to the store. So I'd have one of those every day. But we could go in there and, you know, walk out of there with 25 bags of groceries. It was crazy.
One of the recipes in the book is this peanut butter, lettuce, and mayo sandwich. I was raised, like a lot of kids, on peanut butter and jelly, but where did this version of it come from?
I don't know if it's an Irish thing or something, because I was talking to another friend of mine who came from a family of 9 kids, and she said, oh, yeah, we ate those all the time.
Really?
But it's you know, we got home from school at 3 o'clock. Dad got home at 6, and that's when we had dinner. So my mom had 3 hours she had to fill to feed us. So, you know, there was always like 8 loaves of bread, and there was peanut butter. There was jelly. There was mayonnaise. There was summer sausage. But the peanut butter, mayonnaise, and lettuce sandwich, to this day, if I'm making it, one of my brothers would come over and push me away and take it. It's something about crunch and the combination of the flavors, it just works.
I'll have to try it. This Murray French toast sounds great, too. What's the secret ingredient?
Well, we grew up, when we were growing up, it was all Wonder Bread, but now I like to use the challah bread or any kind of brioche, really. But I like to sneak some orange juice in there. It gives it a tang in it, and it helps caramelize the toast itself. Yeah, it's a beautiful French toast. It really is.
And what are exactly the Caddyshack golf balls?
Caddyshack golf balls are when we came up at the restaurant, they're mashed potatoes and shredded cheddar cheese and bacon, and they're rolled in breadcrumbs, and then they're deep fried. And then they're served with, you know, horseradish cream sauce. But yeah, they're deadly. They're real deadly. But this, you know, this book, it's quite simple. There's nothing difficult for people to make. There's some great recipes that people can bring for the holidays. There's some appetizer things that are real easy that they can bring. And there's some main courses stuff and stuff to do when you're not eating turkey.
Yeah, I like the simplicity of it all, even though we should point out that you were cooking for some big-time celebrities in Manhattan for a time, weren't you?
I worked at a place called Mortimer's. Mortimer's was at 75th and Lexington. It was kind of like the society, she people's corner saloon. It was Jackie Onassis. It was Brooke Astor. Princess Margaret came in, the King of Spain, Bill Blass. All these people were there on a regular basis. One night, Red Buttons had a dinner party for Frank Sinatra. And he came, and we had made rack of lamb for the party. And Barbara Sinatra shows up at the kitchen door. She says, my husband and I don't eat lamb. Is there something else we could have? So we made him Dover sole, and Frank came to the back door after the dinner and said, who made that sole? And we all kind of went, uh-oh. And he started passing out money, $100 bills to the guy who made the fish, 50 for everybody else. It was great.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of the Dover sole in the book. You've got the recipe in here, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's not a hard thing to make. And even if deboning it, if you can get your fish guy to debone it, then it's really easy. But deboning a Dover sole is not difficult at all.
Great photos, great stories of the Murray family in the book, and, of course, great recipes. And I guess one thing we should take away from all this is, and reading the stories of you growing up in Wilmette, the family dinner, it's kind of disappeared, but it's such an important part of life, and really gives you kind of a fabric to grow up on, doesn't it?
It really does, and I think, you know, the fact we had to be at the dinner table from Sunday to Thursday every night at 6 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, you could do what you wanted, but when dinner was served, you better be there. And you know what? It made you develop a thick skin dealing with your brother's one-liners, and sisters are just as tough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're all still really good friends. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we were together every night. You know, well, five nights out of seven anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to know each other, and we you know, to this day, we text and call and Zoom together, or, you know, have meals together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important, and people should really try to go back to doing it.
Yeah, it creates quite a foundation. I'm grateful that my wife did that with our kids. We had to get together when possible. We had to get together and have dinner together. And it does make a difference. There's no question about it. Andy, I guess your favorite food is still French food, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, these French guys, they trained me. And, yeah, I'm one of those guys. Got a sauce or a gravy, I'm right there. But yeah, French food, I can eat French food all day long.
The book is Eat, Drink, and Be Murray by Andy Murray, with foreword by Bill Murray, a feast of family fun and favorites, dozens of great family recipes, and this is going to be in our kitchen permanently, Andy, and I thank you for the time this morning, and the book is, I have to confess, when I heard you're coming out with a book of recipes, I thought, well, this is going to be like a nice pamphlet or something, but this is quite a handsome volume. Congratulations.
I had some great help putting this book together. This was a family affair, and a couple friends who helped me along with it, because I can't type. I admit that, and actually my handwriting is probably worse than my typing, but it was a big village that put this book together.
Well, it looks like it's serious stuff in here and a whole lot of fun. Thanks, Andy. Hope to run into you along the way before too long.
Thanks. Yeah, Bob, I told you that one time. I said, you're the one guy I always wanted to party with in Chicago.
Well, I'm not much fun, you'd be disappointed.
Well, you know, I'll carry the weight.
Yeah, you'll have to. All right, we'll see you at Caddyshack, right?
All right, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Have a great holiday. Glad tidings.